So, if you know, you know, I had weight loss surgery done 12/6/2021. I wanted to be a little quiet about it. I didn't want people to know, but I want to be loud about it now. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about how we need to go day by day afterwards and talk about how society affects us and even after, and the things society does to our brains before, after. And we'll get in deep about that. But those are the two main topics. First off, I want to talk about the day-to-day. What I mean is taking literally day by day. You know, I'm an anxious person. If you know me, I am probably one of the most anxious people I know. My anxiety is horrible. I don't have social anxiety. I'm more of a extrovert when it comes to that. That's how I exert my anxiety. But then I'm drained at the end of the day. But what I mean about day by day, and this actually kicks in after surgery, and it's crazy that you don't realize this before, is you have to take day by day, literally day by day. You have to count what you need to count. You need to do what you need to do. You need to exercise. You need to be kind of calculated in the beginning. And before, I had none of that. I was not a calculated person. I had no routine. I still struggle with routine. And I'm so, if anybody has any tips on routines for a person that has no routine in their life, maybe just a little, because there are some things that I do every day that need to do. But routine is big. But the thing that you also kind of beat myself up about, but then again, I'm like, nah, it is what it is. Why could I not find this before? Oh wait, it's because this literally life-saving tool has helped me do that, has helped me find the day-to-day. Because sometimes even after surgery, I'm thinking ahead, well, you know, I should be this, I should be this, I should be this, this certain point, I should weigh this much, I should be doing this this day or this far out. No, I'm in the now. You're in the now. So if you're in the beginning or you're still struggling in the middle end, just know you're doing great. You're doing great. The day-to-day struggle is still there, but I promise you, it is one of the hardest but easiest things I've ever done, because I know what I see. I see the results. And then we transition to how society plays a role in all of this. Okay, so if you know me, and if you've listened to any of my podcasts in the past, or you've heard me speak, I love my body. I love my body before, I love my body now. Now, am I becoming a little more conscious of how my body's going to look? Yes. And that scares me, because I've always loved my body, truly, undoubtedly. I have loved my body. I was never really an insecure person about my body. I had other insecurities, but my body wasn't one of them. And we have it in our heads, it was in my head at one point, that thin people are happier. You know, you exercise, you eat right, and everything's going to come to you. You're going to be such a better person. You're going to be happier. And this is a bunch of bullshit. A bunch of bullshit. There are hundreds of thousands or millions of people that are fit, amazing human beings, but they're miserable. Just like, you know, there are bigger people that are miserable. Misery is a spectrum. It doesn't matter what kind of body you have. If you're going to be miserable, you're going to be miserable. And in getting the surgery, it is a lot of mental work, because there's some things I'm still working on and realizing, you know, this isn't going to change unless I change it mentally. And I never understood that. I did to a certain extent. I preached it, but I never truly fully understood that I have to work on myself mentally if I'm going to love myself, love my new body. That is mental. That is a mental game that we are playing, and we have to win. And it's just sad that we live in a society where, for example, you know, I love comments. Don't get me wrong. So if you've complimented me in the past month about how good I look, thank you so much, because that also helps me realize that I am doing what I need to be doing, that, you know, I didn't do this for nothing. So thank you. I do appreciate that. But in the same breath, this is sublime. This is something that no one realizes they're doing, is you're validating every big person's, you know, validating those feelings of society. Society only likes thin bodies. And the only way you can be good looking, or you can look good, or you can truly like be snatched, is if you're thin. And that's what it's validating. So in the same breath, it kind of hurts me. And in the same breath, it kind of like pleases me. And that's a conflicting thing. That is a very conflicting thing to go through. But yeah, thank you so much if you've complimented me. I'm not downing you because it's sublime. It's not a person to person thing. It's about society and how we feel about our bodies. And then last I want to talk about, if you are going to get it, you know, think about it, but jump on it. And that's the thing, is I was so scared to get it because what if this, what if that? And I did it. And then insurance. Insurance in the U.S. is terrible. But figure out a way. Get it done. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be hell. And I'm going to be the person to tell you it's going to be hell because, you know, I've struggled. I struggled some days getting in protein, drinking enough water. It's not easy, but you can do it. That's what I want to talk about today. So thank you so much for listening. Go out there. Enjoy your life. If you want to know my diet plan, I got the gastric sleeve. Best diet plan that I have ever chosen. And if you want to go get it, get it. Don't let anyone stop you, because in the end, it's not the easy way out. Thank you so much for listening.